I was surprised to realize last week that you can have got into your mid-20s. You need to be older than your mid-20s, really, to know what a photographic negative is. And I realize this because I have at home an album, an old-fashioned negative album for filing negatives in. It's something that goes back to when I was at school and I was the secretary of the school photographic society. And my son Tom had a friend to visit, and they discovered this album, and they were utterly fascinated by it. They'd never seen photographic negatives before, and in these days of digital cameras, of course, how would you? And they're just intrigued by the way in which the light becomes dark and the dark becomes light, and everything appears reversed, black and white reversed. It's not a bad image for what Jesus keeps saying in the Gospels about the kingdom of heaven. Things are reversed there. What looks like black in our world is white in theirs, and white in theirs is black in ours. Dark and light change their places. The values of this world, how things appear in this world, are the inverse of how they appear to God and how they really ultimately are. It's a theme that runs through text after text after text of the Gospels, and we catch it this morning in the Beatitudes. It's even clearer, actually, in Luke's version of the Beatitudes, because whereas Matthew just has a whole series of blessings, Luke balances four blessings with four woes. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God, but woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. In the ultimate world of God's kingdom, it's all the other way round. When we look at the world, we habitually see, as it were, the negative and not the finished print. We see as the world sees and not as God sees. And so we see power, we think. We see wealth, we think. We see people who appear to be happy with good things that they have in this life. And yet the Gospel says it isn't like that at all, but it is the other way round. Deeply subversive theme of inversion runs all the way through Jesus' teaching. We catch it time and again in Mary's great song, the Magnificat. He's put down the mighty from their seat and lifted up the humble and meek. He's filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. There is a very fundamental reason for this inversion. For the fact that we in the world see things the wrong way round and not as they are, the inverse of how they are in the kingdom. And the profound and simple reason is this. God is love. God is love. God is not loving, but he is love. And God is not truthful, he is truth. And God is beauty, and God is holiness. God is these things, but above all, God is love. It is what God is in God's inmost being. This love of the persons, of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. This endless self-communication of love that is what constitutes God. That, in the end, is the fundamental thing that is. The ground of all our being is the love that is God.